Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What's the name of this jam, do you know? It's always a good one.
It's something by REO Speedwagon, I think, right?
This is a Spooklight, full classic rock.
Oh, is this a classic rock Halloween song?
Yeah. Spooky season, baby.
It is. Hell yeah. Getting there, right?
Kind of want to get a mom and a pumpkin and put it on the front porch just to fit in. Only house on the block, no Halloween decorations.
Yours is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Only person.
Dang.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Pretty festive neighborhood.
That is crazy.
Is that yours?
Single
is that,
solo
is
guy.
Is yours like that?
Hell no. Somebody has a pumpkin out.
I've got
webs
down the street.
Wow.
I've got purple and green lights, which is kind of cool. Thought about doing that.
Cool.
One light purple, one light green. For some reason, the most popular Halloween decoration, the 9-foot skeleton in yards that scare the absolute piss out of you.
Nine.
Whatever, 20 feet.
Those things are huge.
I like coming down the street. I'm like, good God.
I mean, they're massive.
How do you
drive down Ward
that?
Parkway, these people have them all over their houses
out
there.
Is that coming pieces like from an IKEA set?
I don't know,
Home Depot's
man.
Got them. Like,
do they really?
Yeah,
and you got to put it all together?
This
thing's like building a building in your front yard.
Crazy.
I mean, these things are giant. They're as big as houses and buildings and things like that. I mean, who's putting those together? It's insane. For an extra $50, will Home Depot do it for you?
You need like a crane to put it together.
Good Lord.
So spooky season. Raiders come to town. Fits the narrative. Raider week has officially began Wednesday. The guys are all going to be back to practice. We'll get some information with the team, where health starts. One thing we do know is that, diamond in the rough type of find, Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't know where he compares to like a Royals player of the past, but seems like a perfect guy for the locker room. Kind of like that
Todd Frazier that came in this year.
I would say Adam Frazier.
Yeah, Adam Frazier, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam Frazier type of, what did Q call him? A glue guy.
Glue guy.
Right? You called him that yesterday. Or as Mitch Holtis has called him all season, who joins our show Fridays at 7:20.
The door hinge.
Right?
Yeah.
Doors don't stay shut, open, or closed without that hinge.
Right?
You could have one, but it's just going to fall forward or backwards. And Juju went to New England for that 1 year, and everybody just said, oh, yeah, you know,
washed.
Right? 28, 29 years old is how old this kid is, right?
28 years old.
28.
Crazy.
Insane.
You think he's 32, the way he's talked about.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite honestly, depending on where he stays with this team and this franchise, you know, we're talking about maybe one of the more fun, likable Chiefs players of all time because of not only his vibe outside, but the dude's got almost like a five-tool personality,
mm-hmm.
right? He can be the athlete. He can be the fun team guy. He can be the dude that's going to get his nose bloody and go after Deion Branch to protect his quarterback. He's going to be supportive. He's going to be, you know, flashy at times. He's got all that sort of stuff from a flamboyant personality that's open and wide and family guy and all this sort of stuff. And then super good teammate, fun, hip, awesome, all this sort of stuff. And then sneakily kind of good still good. On the football yeah. field, right? Like, you just never know where Juju's going to pop up. Is he going to be in the Super Bowl against the Eagles? It's happened. Is he going to be against the Detroit Lions for, what, like three catches for like 48 yards? It happened. And then, you know, how he like kind of pops his team up.
What I got? You got seven.
Caught! Touchdown!
And we're not going to act like he didn't ask me what the play was. I don't know how to use He's like, what I got? I'm like, well, you got a shallow touchdown. I'm like, oh.
Called his shot for Hollywood Brown. That's not awesome. His shot. Hey, Hollywood, you got the shallow route. Take it. We'll score. Boom, touchdown. Mitch on the call.
Wait, he's going to go down as probably one of the more fun, you know, members of this team that we've seen. And after stepping into the ring and taking one from Mahomes the other night, I think probably people perceive him a lot different now, right? Like, he is a must-have player on this team. And there's not many of those guys that you look at that don't contribute in big ways where you say they're must-have players. This guy's a must-have player. He's more valuable than Frazier was for the Royals. Probably more valuable than even a Bonya was for the Royals when he came in there that time, because Juju Smith-Schuster is doing something both of those guys really didn't do, and that was produce on the field, right? There was some production here or there from those guys, but nothing like Juju Smith-Schuster is bringing to the table. So he's bringing that kind of glue, as Mac talked about, but also bringing the production as well. And you can, you know, bring both of those together. That's one hell of a football player, man. And, you know, things just work differently here in Kansas City. You mentioned the trip to New England for Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't very good. Washed, right? Came back to Kansas City and just fit right back in to the entire system. And sometimes systems and places are just good for people. They want to go away and go somewhere different and do something new and see if they can, you know, make that cash on their own. And then they realize, man, life was really good with the Chiefs. I'm going to go back there and be the door hinge and, you know, take a punch from Mahomes and win Super Bowls. And that's what's really fun about that. I love the way that this guy is playing right now. He's been a real asset to this team.
Juju's number so far this year, 19 for 225, averaging 11.8 a game. On a catch and averaging 37 and a half yards per game, which is interesting because there's no secret.
Well, do you see his stats from last year? Because his stats this year, you said 225. His stats last year at 231 yards all season.
All season. Yeah, he wasn't season. Very productive last year. But also, too, last year, you have to remember, you know, what that kind of that wide receiver crew looked like. You didn't have Rashi Rice. You had Xavier Worthy as a rookie last year. I think Kadarius Toney was still on the team for a little bit of time.
The offensive line was
line was a disaster. And so, I mean, there was not much of a running game of which to speak, and they went to the Super Bowl, right? Right.
And I think also, like, where I've stated from the beginning when they drafted Josh Simmons and they could kind of build this offensive line, it benefits every. It's a domino effect, mm-hmm. right? It makes Patrick Mahomes better. Who's the leading candidate for MVP this year?
Yeah, Mahomes.
One of the big cases to that is the offensive line, mm-hmm. which also allows him to have these wide receivers. Because last year when you had a dissipated offensive line from the shoot with Wanya Morris and Suamata Ia trying to figure out if they were going to be a left tackle or not, we found out the truth there. Kingsley, very solid left guard.
Fairly good guard, yeah.
Good lucky miss, mm-hmm. right? Or a good miss, as they say in golf. And, you know, now you have your future left tackle. We'll find out more information along that. That's on his own time. When it's available, it'll be available. But you've got, obviously, Jalen Moore, who's filled in, quite honestly, perfect.
He's been great, yeah.
He'll do it again this week, yep. We assume, from what we've heard from Nate Taylor, who joins us tomorrow. Nate Taylor.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect Josh Simmons back quick. I think right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, don't worry about Josh Simmons at this point in time. It really isn't.
When we know, you'll know. Everybody will know.
Yeah, and just worry about Jalen Moore right now. Right. Like, Josh Simmons should not be part of the conversation if you are a Chiefs fan at this point in time.
I also don't need to have a media member every single time, which I know it's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will know the same time we will all know. Asking the question in the media, have you heard anything from Josh? Is there any update? It's still, you know, he's out.
Yeah, but you got to ask it as a member of them. You do. You have to ask the question because they're not going to offer that. You know these right. teams. They don't offer up anything. They don't even offer how they're doing today. How you doing? Who wants to know?
Who's asking?
It's a simple human question, man. I was just making human conversation. It's okay.
Jimmy Ray.
Are you okay? Is it good? You all right? Who wants to know? It's just a simple question, man. So the question, they won't offer that. Or maybe Andy does start it off, you know, with
and
with
that's
going on.
They will start it off like, hey, look, here's what happened with
right,
the
situation.
And then you are merited the play, I think.
But no, if they start the press conference and Andy said, hey, here's the latest on, you know, Josh Simmons and lays it all out, then you don't have to ask the question. The question then doesn't need to be asked because Andy already gave you that answer, right? And he's not going to give you anything different. So, but if he doesn't address that at the beginning, then yes, you have to ask 100%, have to ask that question. That was something Vermeil always did when they would lose games. He would come in on that press conference on Monday and he'd get up there and he'd disarm the entire media. He'd go over everything that he knew everybody was going to be asking about. And then he'd open it for questions. You're like, well, you've already addressed everything that anybody had a question about, and takes that away and controls that message. And that's what Andy needs to do with you know, Josh Simmons. He just needs to get up there today and go, hey, here's the latest on Josh that we can tell you. This is what we know. This is what's going on.
Kind of get on the offense.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just like they did the other night, scoring 30 points. You kind of attack right away, right? Mm-hmm. And you let everybody know this is the situation, this is what's going on, or you don't. You say, hey, look, I wish I could give you more, but we're going to let Josh deal with his family issue, his personal issue, his, you know, what's going on with his life, and we'll move forward and we'll focus on Jalen Moore playing left guard or left tackle. And that may turn out to be the most important signing that we've seen in Kansas City in many, many years, because if they didn't sign Jalen Moore and just drafted Josh Simmons, right? Now, I know the signing came first, but what if they thought maybe they could get a tackle in the draft and didn't worry about Jalen Moore? Where are we right now at this point in time? You got to give credit to Brett Veach for having this guy on the roster and having Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore was brilliant the other night. He was absolutely brilliant the other night.
He was impeccable. How many teams can lose their starting left tackle who's been top five basically on every statistic, any metric you want to use, and then not skip a beat offensively when he misses a game last second, like late notice, misses a game?
Yeah, late notice.
It's not like Jalen Moore was practicing with the starters all week, and, oh, I know I'm going to do this. I mean, 24
And he was
hours.
Focused on having a baby hours earlier, right? Didn't know, and then got the call late that night, and whatever the case may be.
Huge win for Veach.
Huge win to have him on the roster right now.
The criticism was loud for paying a six-man lineman that much. The praise should be just as loud.
Exactly, because you have to prepare for injuries. Now, obviously, he wasn't an injury prep guy. He was we're going to start this guy, and then Josh Simmons fell into their lap, and so you had that guy there, but you still went out and you signed that guy. You still went out and made your offensive line better. People would be ripping Brett Veach today for not having a proper backup ready to go if Jalen Moore wasn't on this roster. That those same people will not give Brett Veach credit for having that guy
Which,
on the roster.
Also, the contract looks even insanely better because he was signed as a swing tackle.
Yeah.
So you're either paying $30 million for 2 years for a left tackle, or you're paying $30 million if you look at it for a right tackle. Like, well, why would you give a right tackle that much money? Because of what he just did the night before. So you have that insurance policy, right? Like, dealer shows an ace. You want to bet insurance? No. Well, the guy that did, you can call an idiot who you never should
ever
bet
play insurance.
I never do it. But you know what? Brett Veach does. And guess who's the most feared team in football right now?
The Chiefs.
Because of what they have at the most important position at quarterback and the second most important position, they have a break stoppage with somebody who might need some personal timeout.
Right.
And no one saw that coming. And no one saw the dealer having a king underneath that ace. But you know what? Brett Veach played insurance, and it worked out. It just so happens that that's one of those positions where that's a massive move. And when he comes back, and he's your starting left tackle, Josh Simmons, I'm referencing, and all of a sudden, you know, Juwan Taylor starts effing up again. You're like, hey, by the way, right over here for you, buddy. Yep. Thank you very much. Oh, Juwan Taylor's got to fill in at right tackle because Josh Simmons' knee kind of acts up in this game. Swing
Talk
right back
later.
Over. It's a great move that I think is not a flashy move. But if this team is, you know, dominated in January and we go back and look at it, it'd be like, how big was Jalen Moore this year?
How big was Jalen Moore? Yeah, he's going to be one of those guys. And it really is just an unbelievable, impeccable signing. And then you could actually say Josh Simmons, for argument's sake, because it was the second guy that was selected. He was the backup to Jalen Moore, technically. It really was.
Oh, he didn't earn the job until, what, week one of the preseason?
Well,
we're going, look at seven.
Yeah.
Practice number one.
But still, like, they didn't need to draft. Once they signed Jalen Moore, they didn't need to draft Josh Simmons. Yet they still did, because they knew he was going to be a mainstay for many, many years. And so now you've got a backup. There's never a problem with having too many good offensive linemen, as we saw how many times over the last 5 years what it was like not to have, you know, strength on the offensive line. Juwan Taylor's interesting to me. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say he doesn't make a mistake that's costly for the rest of the year.
Wow.
He may have a false start or something like that, but I don't think we're going to see Juwan Taylor have a penalty that has an impact on this team going forward. It's been eight straight quarters since Andy Reid got him in a room, right, and said, enough's enough. Because I do believe that one mistake by Juwan Taylor, he is done. Now, with the Josh Simmons stuff going on, he may get a little bit of a stay for that. But I think the message was sent to Juwan Taylor. I don't think we're going to see Juwan Taylor F up anymore.
I'm,
I would love that.
Bobby Betts over here, man. Jets cover Denver and London. Chargers lose to the Giants. There's one more. New England beats Buffalo.
New England beats Buffalo.
Now, yeah. Juwan Taylor, you've hit three bets in a row, and we're feeling confident.
I do.
He lined up offside 2 weeks ago. That was technically
that was on
Thornton.
The wide receiver, man. That's not on Juwan Taylor at all. That's on the guy who doesn't know how to line up properly, right?
I will call you live in the stadium. First play on offense. Legal procedures 74 offense.
No, I said he may have a false start or something like. But he's not going to have a penalty that crushes drives. He's not going to do something like
you're talking 60 yard touchdown.
There's Juwan Taylor. I think those days are done because I think they told him those. Days are done.
You know what days aren't done? People saying the refs benefit.
I'm over it. I mean, this is
UTEP, Texas El Paso. I met a girl. She called me and never mind. There's a study going on that the Chiefs have been benefiting since what, 2015?
2015. Yeah. Back before Mahomes. Yeah.
10 years benefiting. By the way, there is a graphic out there that would debunk this entire article. Because you know who the number one quarterback who benefits from calls is in the NFL?
I would imagine Josh Allen.
It is Josh Allen. Yeah. You know where Mahomes ranks? 18th.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, they all benefit from a referee's call. Reminder, no quarterback has been bailed out more by penalties this season than Josh Allen. This comes from Scott Casemar on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he's legit. He does a lot of that.
He does a lot of deep dive, duck, dodge, and dive.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, though, so I'll take it for what you said. But I know who you're talking about.
Casemar
Casmanic or something.
But
I mean,
like,
I know this name.
Yeah.
But like Mahomes is 18th, and Josh Allen is number one when it comes to benefiting from the refs. And again, like, what is so confusing to me is that the first 4 weeks of the season, everyone wanted to say the Chiefs were washed, that it was over, the dynasty window was closing. And within three games, right? They're 3-1 in their last four.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, well, here's Mahomes and the refs getting all the calls. He flopped on that roughing the passer. That wasn't a touch. That was a touchdown. They rolled back. No,
nobody called that a flop on the roughing the passer.
I'm sure. Have you not been on the internet the last 24 hours?
No, I really haven't been paying attention because I do it for my mental health. That was like 2 seconds after the play. Aiden Hutchinson came in and pushed.
I saw a tweet that said flop and then a king's crown.
Oh God! You know what's really worse is former NFL players who complain about the referees. You guys played the game, you know, and the one thing that I will say about that is just because you played the game doesn't mean you understand the game. Doesn't mean you know the game. Doesn't mean you have a feel for the game. You were very athletic in your day. I know more about football than most people who played in the NFL outside of the quarterback position, okay? And I think most of us do. I think most of these guys that played football because they were great athletes. They don't really pay much attention to the game when they're done, but they're out there bloviating about the referees. I'll call Carl Banks out, Giants color analyst right now. I guess with legalized gambling, how can you have zero penalties in a game? Because when you are a good football team like the Chiefs are, you don't make mistakes. And when you are a good football team, don't get penalized. They had a bad game against Jacksonville. That was not a good football team that day. But when the Chiefs are at their best, they are a great football team. They are the best dynasty that we've seen since the New England Patriots, obviously. Sorry, Gary Myers.
His real name is actually Gary.
It is really Gary.
It's
a perfect Gary. Good teams, great teams. They're good and great for a reason. The margin of error in the NFL is so slim. We've experienced that this year as well. One little mistake makes a difference in a game. The good to great teams don't commit the penalties. They know how to not commit penalties. They play good football. They're better athletes. They're better football players. They're smarter than you. And when you're bigger, better, stronger, faster, smarter than everybody else, it looks like you're getting away with stuff. They're not getting away with anything. And just because no penalties were called in the game doesn't mean the refs are on the take or rooting for the Chiefs or any of this kind of nonsensical stuff. The Chiefs are just more fundamentally sound. They're a smarter football team, and they're a better football team. Now, that Monday night game in Jacksonville, they didn't show any of that. But for the most part, since Andy Reid has taken over, that's where they've been. They're better than, they're faster than everybody else. They're running past you. You know, they're blocking you because they're stronger than you. They're not doing things illegally out there. And that's how you know you've got somebody. When they revert back to the mom joke. Well, your mom wore combat boots. Okay, this is where we are right now. Or no, is their response. This is where we are now with the Chiefs. They're back. They're better than ever. They're kicking everybody's ass now. Everybody knows they're the best team in the NFL, and now we're back to the officials are screwing it for the Chiefs and trying to fix the games and all this kind of nonsense that's floating around out there. Oh, yeah. Go kick rocks, especially if you played in the NFL and you're out there blaming the refs, because it means you don't have an effing clue on how to watch football, you moron. Get bent.
Damn.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's ridiculous. We're running down a team that is so good, that is so epic at what they've done over the last 10 years. And the only thing people can do to criticize is try to some study out of the University of Texas, El Paso. Those kids weren't good enough to get into Austin, I guess. So they had to go to El Paso and come up with a fake study.
I couldn't get into Mizzou, so I had to go to UCM. Shout out Mules, baby.
I kid, offended. Obviously, yeah. By that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's
course.
UTEP. Yeah. Oh, UTEP released a study. So it's like somebody put something on the internet so everybody believes it's fact when it's somebody's opinion. Oh, you studied stuff. Great. The Chiefs still kicked your ass.
I sent my application to Mizzou. They sent it right back. Didn't even open it. It's a nice try, buddy.
Well, you know it's delusion, Bob, when last week they had 13 penalties, the other team had 4, and you didn't hear a peep about it.
Nobody said anything Nobody said anything last week about the chasm between the Jags and the Chiefs when it came to penalties last week. Not one person was out there going, wow, 13-4, that's odd.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 more penalties. Well, the Chiefs did not play good that night. They deserved every one of those penalties that they had. But there wasn't one peep. Carl Banks complaining about this kind of stuff. Where are those people when the Chiefs had 13 penalties against them? We are the illegal age of gambling.
We already know the referee for the game on Sunday. He's 2-0 against the Chiefs when calling against for the Raiders. His name's like Chet Stedman or something like that. Chet Holmgren.
Chet Stevens. Chet Stevens, I think his name is. No, Cleet Blakeman,
Blakeman.
Is the
guy. Okay. Yes. Old Cleety.
Raiders are 2-0, and he's the ref. Both Christmas Day games.
Okay.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do this.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't do a Fesco and Dusty poll on a Wednesday because Rashee Rice is back. We'd have fun with it. So on The Fan 965 on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twitter, Fesco and Dusty's poll of the week on a Wednesday this week. With Rashee Rice coming back, we ask you, what's the best form of rice? Is it just the plain white rice, combination fried rice, cilantro lime rice, or Spanish rice?
Mm.
It's a tough one.
It is.
Coming up next, Jay Binkley will tell us what his favorite
rice is. Oh, he's not happy.
Oh, he's upset.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.